See if you can observe that coldness in the air without reacting. It needs a certain degree of resolution. We are so used to comfort that we tend to react to discomfort. What we have to do is constantly expand our horizon of patience and forbearance and tolerance so we can continue to progress. We should not inflict pain on ourselves. You know, there are these three levels, right? There is comfort, then there is discomfort. Then there is aggravation and there is pain. We should not inflict pain upon us, but neither we should live in comfort all the time. If we get used to comfort, then we react to discomfort. That doesn't mean we should sit in cold and get sick. That's not the point. The point is becoming aware of that discomfort. Continue to try to transcend the discomfort. Continue to try to transcend aggravation. And then we are able to deal with, ultimately deal with pain. That is what is called refinement of pain. And this methodology, this technique can be used to deal with any physical or mental pain. It could be a headache or something as extraordinary as cancer. We can deal with any usual pain or extraordinary pain by constantly refining from comfort to discomfort, being able to transcend constantly, while making sure we don't inflict pain. So there is the training of transcendence there. There is the training of refinement. There is the training of non-reaction, which ultimately leads to equanimity. And equanimity is that state of mind which is most evolved. It is that state of mind which ultimately leads us to awakening. Okay, now you may remain with your eyes closed. If you are not comfortable in your posture, you can knowingly, with awareness, change your posture very slowly, knowingly, and get back into your meditation. And hopefully, now there is that level of delight, some bliss there, some tranquility there. So now we can contemplate about love, we can contemplate about the subject matter. So we are trying to learn here one thing, which is never to try to understand something just by thinking about it, but by contemplating about it. So you can now start asking the question. What is love? What is its characteristic? What is the intrinsic nature of love? What is the function of love? what is its manifestation? What is its cause? What is not love? What is beyond love? So like that, we initiate a question in the mind and let the innate intelligence work on its own. It's called the spiritual intellect. And spiritual intellect is a combination of IQ, EQ and SQ. The basic intellect, which we call IQ, is not enough to penetrate the subject matter, to understand something thoroughly. And so you initiate a question and then let the spiritual intellect contemplate on it and answer it. And once we have those answers in our hand, then we actually put those into practice. For example, through my contemplation, I have realized that there are basic four elements of love that constitute the phenomenon of love, and those are loving kindness, compassion, gladness and equanimity. And then I have understood loving kindness as not harming another being, as simple as that. That is loving kindness. Not disturbing others' peace. Not harming yourself or another being in any way, verbally, physically, or mentally. That's loving kindness. Finding yourself lovable, finding others lovable. That's loving kindness. That's love. Finding others others worthy of your love, finding others worthy of your kindness. That's loving kindness. And so I understand loving kindness as that, and then I put it in practice, meaning I will not harm another being. I will find everybody worthy of my love, actually putting it in practice and experientially understanding that yes, that is what loving kindness is. That is what love is. And then experiencing the manifestation of that loving kindness. What is the manifestation? Friendliness, agreeableness, sociability, gentleness, softness. Those are the manifestations of loving kindness. Non-hatred, complete absence of aversion, no irritation, no annoyance, high degree of patience and forbearance. That is how loving kindness manifests. So experientially seeing how what it is and how what it does, how it manifests, and then also knowing what is the cause of loving kindness, meaning how do I initiate that mental phenomenon in my consciousness? Very simple. Just finding another being worthy of your love. Whenever you are having an eye contact with anybody, whenever you are in touch with anybody, instantly arouse that volition that this being is worthy of my love, he is worthy of my kindness, he is worthy of my loving kindness. And then see how immediately you become friendly and you become gentle and non-critical.
And slowly we can also see the manifestation of loving kindness, the physical manifestation, that it actually makes us look good. It improves even our physical appearance. We can see that radiance of love on the face. We can feel that love, that loving kindness in the presence of our being. So this way we reap the fruits of loving kindness. That is the fruition of loving kindness. And then as we develop loving kindness, it leads to compassion. We start seeing suffering in other beings. We start feeling their suffering. We start developing a desire to alleviate that suffering. We start developing that intention, that inclination to eradicate the suffering. That's compassion. Very simple, straightforward. Compassion means the ability to see the suffering in other being, the ability to see the suffering in ourselves. What happens when we see other being suffering? We feel compassionate. For example, when you're a healthy child, when a healthy child is screaming and yelling and whining, we feel angry at that child, right? We get disturbed. But the same child, when he is sick, when she is sick with flu, and then screaming, yelling and whining, and in fact even more irritating, but do we get angry at the child? No, because we see the suffering in the child. Just that awareness of suffering automatically takes away all the aversion, all the irritation, annoyance. Just being able to notice the suffering in another being. Our neighbor, if he's really nasty, we are annoyed by that. But the same neighbor, when we know that he's suffering from cancer, the annoyance goes away. Immediately, we feel compassionate towards our neighbor. Why is that? That is because of compassion. And so when your spouse gets angry at you, know that it is the mental suffering of your spouse, and arouse compassion for the spouse. We are able to see the physical suffering, but we are not able to see the mental suffering. And so we react. An angry person is suffering. He is mentally not well. When we know that, when we understand that, then we become compassionate towards the angry person rather than reacting back with anger. That's how we deal with anger, hatred. We deal with love. And what is that element of love? Compassion. Only love can eradicate hatred, and not hatred. Only love can eradicate anger. And So with that loving kindness and that compassion, when we live our life, then there is gladness. Then there is appreciative joy in our life. Then we start taking delight from other beings' success. Then we start taking happiness from other beings' growth, achievements. We become non-competitive. There is that appreciative joy there. Can you imagine how wonderful it is to feel happy and delightful when Mr. Jones is successful or Mr. Jones becomes a millionaire, right? It's a real thing. But that gladness will arise only if we are established in loving kindness and compassion. And we don't strive, we don't compete with others, because we're already deriving delight from their success. We're already becoming joyous because they are successful. And so with that loving kindness, compassion and gladness, slowly arises the equanimity of mind. These three elements of love result in equanimity, which is neutrality of mind, which is perfect balance, which is non-reactive mind. But it is rooted in loving kindness, compassion, and gladness. That's an important thing. That our equanimity, our balance is rooted in these elements of love. And that's what ultimately liberates us. That's what brings perfection. So please reflect upon that for just for a couple of minutes.